Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is Daf Beis. We're starting a brand new Masechta, Masechtas Yuma. Daf Beis Amud Aleph, what a geshmaka, beautiful Masechta. As you'll find in Yetz Hashem, the vast, vast majority of Masechtas Yuma, from beginning till almost the end, deals with the karbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur and the role of the Kohen Gadol in bringing those karbanos, the preparation, the details, etc. We're only going to get to talk about the relevance of Yom Kippur for us in terms of the inuyim, in terms of the fasting, all the way at the end of the Masechta. So the beginning of the Masechta is all going to focus on the karbanos and the Kohen Gadol. So we start the first Mishnah, Shimas Yomim Koidim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisei Lelishkas Parhedrin. The Kohen Gadol had to go away from the rest of the Tzibur, including from his own wife. He had to have what we call today a quarantine for 7 days in the Lishkas Parhedrin. Lishkas Parhedrin is a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. Where exactly in the Beis HaMikdash? If you have the Art Scroll Gemaras, you'll see that there's a small little reference to it. Yeah, at the northeastern corner of the Azara. I think it's number 22 or 24 or something. Especially if the binding is covering it up. Anyway, it's towards the north, it's northeast. We'll learn about this more in Mietchim Nigmar. Why did the Kohen Gadol Lishka, why did it have such an interesting name, Parhedrin? We're going to see in Mietchim Shem on the Vav Amid Beis. I'm sorry? Because it was Parv.
This is a Parv, it's the other one. It's on the other side of the Azara.
But he meant well. Anyway, we're going to see Mitchum later on the Sechta that the reason why it got its name, it used to have a different name on Daf Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us it used to be called Lishkas Balvuti. Balvuti in, I'm assuming, Greek or whatever the local language was at that time, meant Loshen Sarim, says Rashi. Places for princes, places for ministers. In other words, people of distinction. So this was a lishka which held the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, ein lechosar Gadol mizeh, except for the Melech, he was the second most powerful person in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, this is a room, a chamber of great distinction. However, says the Gemara, in later years, when unfortunately in the second Beis HaMikdash, many of the Kohanim Gedolim were not so ro'oi for the position, they changed the name from Balvuti to Parhedrin. What means Parhedrin? So the Gemara says over there, Parhedrin means people that had temporary office, usually lasted not more than a year. They were political appointees, and they came and went based on the whims of the king. So therefore, here too, many of the Kohanim Gedolim in the second Beis HaMikdash did not last for more than a year. So therefore, it was almost like a revolving door of political influence and position. And that's how it got its name, Parhedrin, because Parhedrin means such political appointees for a temporary period of time. Okay, so getting back to our Mishnah. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to go into seclusion, into this Lishkas Parhedrin. What's the basis? Where do we take this from? We'll see in Yetz Hashem in the Gemara. There will be a fairly lengthy discussion about it. And at least for today, the Gemara is going to say the Mekoyer is that we had the Shivas Yemei Miluim prior to the inauguration of the Mishkan. The full description of what the Kohanim did, what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon Uvonav, what they did during the Shivas Yemei Miluim, is described in some detail at the end of Parshas Tzav. And then when the Shivas Yemei Miluim were ended, we began on day number 8, meaning on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's the beginning of Parshas Shmini, Vayhi B'yom HaShmini, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So just like over there, there was a 7-day period of preparation. But it wasn't only preparation, because the Pasuk Taka tells us that Aharon Uvonav also had to be secluded. So just like they were secluded, so too in future generations, the Kohen Gadol also had to seclude himself 7 days before. What was the main reason for the seclusion? We'll have later on in our parak. There were multiple reasons. Reason number one is that he should not live with his wife. Just in case it turns out that after they lived together, it turns out that she was Pores Nida. And therefore maybe Bishas Bia, unfortunately, maybe he was living with a Nida. Obviously unintentionally. But if a person lives with a nida, usihi nidasa alav, that person gets din of tumla for 7 days. Uh-oh, and then you wouldn't be able to go and do the avodah. So he had to be secluded. Number two, during that 7 day period, he would go and officiate in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing the carbon tamid and all of the normal things that were done on a daily basis. Why is that? Because on Yom Kippur, not only did the Kohen Gadol do the special Yom Kippur Dika Karbonos, but he did everything that day, including the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Ben Harboim, and the Ketores, and the Menorah, everything that was done on a daily basis, he had to do. Therefore, we wanted to give him real good rehearsals for 7 days. Finally, it's brought in the Gemara, because since Yom Kippur involves a lot of karbonis, a lot of technical details, including and especially the haktoris haktoidis lefnai v'lefnim, which was considered to be one of the most difficult malachis in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore he had special rebbeim to go and teach him all the nuances, all of the details, to make sure there was no slip up when it came on Yom Kippur. So that's why he had a 7 day preparation. Excuse me. And it says in the Mishnah, Maskinen loy koyin acher tachtav shemiye ore boy psul. We also had a backup koyin godoil, just in case the koyin godoil had a psul. What type of psul? So Rashi says, for instance, what happens if he became a balkeri, and therefore he was not able to go and do the avodah? If he became a balkeri, lemoshel, on erev yom kodesh, and even if he goes to the mikveh, he still happens to be a tevul yoyim, and it's theoretically possible that he became a balkeri on Yom Kippur itself, and then he'd be a tevul yoyim. He wouldn't be able to do the avodah. We have to have a backup just to be on the safe side, that there'll be a kohen gadol who is ready, willing, and able to go and do the avodah if the regular kohen gadol becomes possible. Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af isha acheres maskin eloi shemetomus ishtai. We even prepare for him a backup second wife, just in case, chas v'shalom, the Kohen Gadol's wife passes away, and then he won't have a wife. So he's saying, no, what does that affect? How does that affect Yom Kippur? Shenem, because it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimois, where it goes through all the Hilchos Avoida of Yom Kippur, it says over there, V'chiper Badoi Uviad Beisoi. And the definition of Beisoi means Beisoi Zu Ishtoi. So we see that it's important that when the Kohen Gadol brings his carbon, that it's Machaper not only for himself, but also for his wife. But if he doesn't have a wife, he cannot go and bring such a kapara for himself and his wife. Therefore, we had to go and set aside a second wife in the ball pen, just in case his own wife, Chas v'Shalom, passes away. Omru loy, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Im kein ein ledover soif. Now you're really pushing it, Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what happens if the Kohen Gadol's wife passes away? And what happens if that second wife, Chas v'Shalom, passes away? So then you have to have a third wife. And what happens if the third wife? And therefore, ein ledover soif, Rashi says, Shemagam zu tomus. I mean, if once you are Chas v'Shalom thinking and contemplating, there might be Nebuch a Misa, so who stops at one? Maybe be after two, maybe three. And England of a soif, therefore, we are not concerned. We are concerned that the Kohen Gadol might become Possel, because that a Kohen Gadol can become Possel, he might become Tamei, that's a Dover Motsui. However, Misa only happens one time during a person's life. That being the case, we're not choishish for Misa, and virtually every detail of our Mishnah will be discussed at length in the Gemara. So we go back to the beginning of our Mishnah, beginning of the Masechta, where we started off, Shivas Yomim Kaidim. Says the Gemara Tanan Hossam, we have a very, very similar parallel Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. Parah is referring to the preparation of the Parah Aduma. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Kaidim Sreifas HaParah Hoyim Afrishin Koyin HaSreifas HaParah Mi Beisoi L'Lishka She'al Pnei HaBira. Wow! Very, very similar to our Mishnah, that 7 days before the Sreifas HaParah, in other words, we've already put down on our calendar that we're going to do the first the Shechita, and then the Sreifas, Parah Aduma, on the Har HaMishcha, the Har HaZeisim. 7 days before, the Kohen, who is in charge of that, who's going to administer the Sreifa Separah, they would put him aside also in quarantine, also in seclusion for 7 days. This was not the same Lishka of the Lishka's Pahedrin that we spoke about in the Mishnah, but it was a Lishka that was very close to it. If you look in the pictures in the art school, you see it's only one or two boxes away, also there on the Tzofin Mizrach side of the Azar.
Yesterday you said Bira was one of the...
We're going to talk about Bira Mietzusha. Yeah, we'll be here. See, this is, unfortunately, it's a connection.
That's amazing.
And maybe we can... Can we look at this tomorrow? Thank you. Your Gemara, for some reason, has very strong bindings. So you can see. So we're in a bind. I'll give it. Can I turn it back to me? Okay.
Very nice.
Okay. Yeah. It's 24 and 22 in the picture. 24 is Bahedrin, 22 is Lishka Space of Heaven. Okay. 24 and 22, here on top. 24 and 22. You have 22 and 24, you have 22 and 24. Can you see number 24? Is that clear? 22, you can also see. So if you want to see in the footnotes, one of them, I think, 22 is Lishka Se'evan, and 24 is Lishka Se'apahedrin. Okay, everybody have that?
Now, in the scale of this, probably it's not such a small room, but it looks small.
It's 22, Aklein Chiga, and 24. 22 is Lishka Se'evan, 24 is Lishka Se'apahedrin. Why am I mentioning Lishka Se'evan? Because that's the next line in Yet Shem Digmar. So Zokti Gemara, so they had that Lishka, where the Kohen HaSeir for Sephora, he would be secluded for 7 days. Excuse me. Lishka she'al p'nei habira, and where was this Lishka? It was al p'nei habira. What exactly means al p'nei habira? Be with us, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to get to it shortly. On machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, towards the bottom of the Yam. Anyway, it was tzafayin mizracha. It was on the northeastern side, vis-a-vis the Azara, northeast. Lishka space Evan hoysenikras, and it was called Lishka space Evan, like we just showed in the picture. I think that was number 24 in the picture, maybe that's 22 in the picture.
It's the corner there.
Yeah. Anyways, it's 22, and 22 is for Lishka Space Heaven. Yep. So getting back, do you have that also Brother Shai, the top? Fine, yes. Everybody saw it. This is Givaldik, it's very nice. Fine. So continuing on, it was called Lishka Space Heaven. Now, how did it get such an interesting name with Lishka Space Heaven? Shekol Maseha Bekli Gelolim Bekli Avonim Ubekli Adama. All of the kelim that we used during that week's period of time in the Lishka Space of Evan by the Kohen who was Soydef Esapara, all of those kelim were kelim that cannot be Mekabel Tum. What type of kelim are those? Those are made out of stone, or they're made out of Kli Glolim. Glolim means that eventually, originally were from Soya, from excrement from animals, or it was Kli Adama made from earth. However, Rashi points out, it's not like Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is also made from earth. That's why it's called earthenware. However, there you go and put it by the Kli Cheres, you put it into a kivshan, into a furnace, so that it bakes and becomes nice and hard and strong, and then you have your Kli Cheres. Here, however, this Kli Adama did not go into a furnace. So you're wondering, why didn't it just fall apart? Presumably they went and sun-dried it, put it out in the sun, not let it bake in the sun, but of course it's still not the same as putting it into a furnace where it goes up to 350 or 450 or 600 degrees or whatever it is. Anyway, so what's the purpose of using dafka such kelim which cannot be mekabel tuma? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. My timer, kimin tvil yoyim kosher bitpara, did not mitamin hoyu akoin asoyu v'zapara umadilin oisel hoyti malibin shal tzedoikim shoyu oimim b'muru v'shevesh hoyso anasis. That's a long sentence. But what the Gemara is telling us is the following. Whenever they had to go and burn the Parah Aduma, they had a major machlokes between our Chachmei Yisrael, Chazal, the Prushim, and the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim, which seems rather ironic, but the Tzedokim who usually were makel when it came to mitzvahs, here they came up with a chumrah. What's the chumrah that they came up with? Because it says in the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas that who is the one that does the hazo'ah? Who's the one that spritzes on the other people that were tamei? V'hiza hatohoir al hatamei. Now, throughout that parsha, it didn't use before that expression v'hiza hatohar. They just talked about the people that were busy with the paraduma. fact that it says Vizator, that became now a lightning rod of a major machloikis between the Prushim and the Tzvaikim. What was the lightning rod? That the Tzvaikim said, since it says tar, he has to be totally tar. And therefore, if, for instance, the Kohen that is administering the Mei Chatas in the form of Hazor of Shpritzing, if it turned out that he became Tomei that morning because by accident, as he's walking down the street, he touched the carcass of a dead animal, that touched a nevela, or he stepped on a rodent, one of the Shmoyne Shiratzim, and therefore he became Tomei as a result of this dead sheretz, what do you do? So you say, let him go to the mikveh. But after you come out of the mikveh, you still need Harif Shemesh. That person is called a Tvul Yayim. Said the Tzedakim, forget about it. He is disqualified. He cannot, this Kohen who stepped on and killed the Sharetz Nebuch, and who touched the veil, or became Tomei in whatever shape he became Tomei, he could be a Balkari, whatever it was. He became Tomei, what's the din? He needs Harif Shemesh, and he is disqualified today from administering. He can come back tomorrow, but he cannot do it today. The Chacham said that's not the case. We do not darsh in the Pasuk that way, and even a Tvul Yoim can go and do the Hazor of the Mechatas on a person who happens to be Tamil.
What's the basis of their drasha?
That's not today's Gemara. We're only bringing this portion for purposes of understanding what Ignat Hashem will get there. So getting back to our Gemara today, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Chachamim, since they disagreed with the Tzedakim, Lahoitzi Meliban, not only to be able to go and defeat the Tzedakim when they were Mekel, but even the Tzedakim are Machmir, they wanted to say, Tzedakim, you don't own the Torah. It's Chazal the Chachamim who have the Mesoida from generation to generation, from Moshe Rabbein until today. They are the ones that are the faithful bearers of the Torah. We will tell you what the halacha is, and the halacha is a Tvul Yoim is kosher. Now, just to go and tell us in a vacuum doesn't get us very far. And therefore, Lahoitzi Meliban, to really make a statement, they would go and take a Kohen who's going to administer the Hazor, the spritzing of the Boraduma water, and they would go and expressly on that morning, on that day, be metameh him in advance and have him go to the mikveh so that they would be able to go and say proudly, you are a Tvul Yoim and you're going to administer, and Tzedakim, you don't know what you're talking about.
While he was still a Tvul Yoim.
While he's still a Tvul Yoim, he's still going to go and going to do that. That's the point.
To defeat it.
The Tzedakim said, no, he's disqualified, and Chazal said, no, he is qualified. Therefore, to make that point and do it dramatically and emphatically, they went and they were metame him right before he was ready to go and do the Hazor. And then they told him, okay, now go to the mikveh, and you are hereby qualified to go ahead. Tosis points out that although this is like a very emphatic, graphic statement, they were not metame him with tumadir raisa, they were only metame him with a tumadraban. But nevertheless, they were metame him. And therefore, he had to go to the mikveh, and the Chacham said, go ahead and do now the Hazor.
So the Beis HaEvan was to keep him so...
One time. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that as a result, this is not the only halacha. Many, many halachas were added to the whole process. Many chumras were added to the whole process of the Parah Adumah. Why? Because there was a concern that the rank and file of Klal Yisrael that were not involved in this Talmudic argument and discussion between the Perushim and the Tzedakim, all they would hear in the media 10-second quotes was that the Chacham said, you can be Mekel over here, and you can use a Tvul Yoim. You don't have to have the Tzedakim. That would be the headlines. Chachamim were Mekel, and Hilchai is Paradumah. So guess what's going to happen? Everybody's going to say, you see, the Paradumah is we're Mekel, we're Metama people, come on. You see, it's not as holy as people think it is. Right? Every time you think of the Paraduma, holy cow, wow, Paraduma, this is not so holy. And therefore, to counteract those negative influences and phony, fake news media reports, they had to go and institute numerous chumras. The Gemara here doesn't go through the chumras, Masechtas Parah, it goes through it in great detail, as well as the Gemaras bring it from time to time. One of the things that we just had recently in Masechtas Shkolim was that they built a special kevesh, a special ramp, all the way from the Beis HaMikdash to the other side, to Har HaZeisim, and each new Kohen Gadol under whose, in which his administration there was going to be a brand new Paraduma, would demolish the old Kevesh and build a brand new Kevesh to demonstrate how important this is. Now, why was it important to have a Kevesh? So that in case there was a Tumah down below, there should be space between that Tumah and the bottom of the Kevesh, so that the Tumah would not just be but rather it would stay within down below, and that wouldn't cause any tumah. Remember that that kevesh had to have walls on the right and on the left, so that the kohen wouldn't go and bend over part of his body to go and see something or to look or to wave to people or whatever, because then that part that goes over the side of the kevesh might now be ma'il alames, and so on and so forth. They even had children born and raised in special neighborhoods, so that their neighborhood was built on solid bedrock, so you didn't have to worry about Tumas HaTohayim. And in those places where you did have to be concerned, they made sure that there was at least a tefach of space in between the boulder and down below, to make sure that any Tumah would remain down below and wouldn't spritz up and wouldn't cause any tefach to come tameh. Anyway, numerous chumas. One of the chumas.
Stone blocks that? Is that?
They would live. And neighborhoods where
solid stone blocks,
the entire base and foundation of everything, wherever you live, that was all stone. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so our Mishnah and our Gemara doesn't go into all of those details. We're just trying to give a sense of it. But what it did say is that inside this Lishka for the 7 days, all the kelim that were used by the Kohen Gadol were all types of kelim that cannot be mekabel tumah. Notice it doesn't say that this applies to the Paradum itself. The Paradum itself, you had to go and draw water in a bucket from Mayim Chayim, and then you had to go and add it to the ash to go and put together the Mechatas. Our Gemara doesn't address that. We're just addressing the 7 days before in the Lishkas Parhedrin, not with the Hedrin, the Lishkas Eben, that during those 7 days, the Kohen Gadol only used these types of Kliglolim, Kliavonim, Kliadam. And presumably this became well known, it was publicized, and people said, why? That's so strange, Kliglolim, Kliavonim, Kliadam. For the Kohen, I would go and give him crystal glass, I would go and give him beautiful crockery and
silverware,
all the rest. And the answer is no, because we're trying to make a very emphatic statement. Rabbeisai comes to Paraduma, this is serious business. I will metamed the Kohen who's mazeh. That's because lohitzim liban shel tzedokim, that they are wrong in this halacha, and the perushim are right.
So plates were made out of this clay, this dirt.
Everything, exactly, all the plates.
Not so appetizing, but
I guess not. Whatever. Anyway, sezok
d'gemara. So it's plastic.
Today they have plastic. They didn't have plastic in those times. Anyway, zok d'gemara. That's how it got the fancy name of Lishkas Beis Eved. Just repeating the lines again, going a little bit more slowly. Shekol Maaseh, everything in that Lishka involved using Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adama. My time of why, Kimin the Tvulyoim, Koshim the Parah. Since our Chacham and Paskin that a Tvulyoim is allowed to do the Hazor, the spritzing of the Mei Chatos, that not like we learned in Mesech, this Parah, Metamen Hoyu Akoin Asoyus the Parah, they would first be Metamehim, to make him Tameh. And then we had him go to the Mikveh. And now he has a din of a tful yoyim until Harav Shemesh, to go and counteract and refute. Thank you. Refute the.
But if he still considered Tameh, even because during the day, then how is he legitimate for doing the avodah?
So the answer is a tful yoyim is in this quasi period.
So he's neither nishtahin and nishtahin. So why is that a leverage against the tzedukim?
It's not that it's leverage. The tzedukim said that this person is disqualified. The rabbis, based on their mesoida, said that he is qualified.
Because of the gray area.
Because
they wanted to make a clear statement that the way the saddest the tzedukim were saying is not proper, so they modeled it and they said, this is the way to do it. That which is not the way they're saying it.
So they
did it by action rather than just saying, no, that's not correct. They showed it.
Actions rather than just words. Because if they would just simply say, the boys say, you don't know what you're talking about, it's Vulyoin, it is kosher, they would say, yeah, man, you say that. You said, oh, we're going to show you. We're going to use it for Yom specifically to tell you that that is sufficiently tahor, that is kosher. To go and they said it has to be the administration and spritzing of the May Parah has to be dafka with a head of Shemesh person, Mu'ura v'Shemesh. They said Tukim Rabbanon, but therefore the halach is not like that. It's a Tvul Yoim is kosher. Tukim Rabbanon, to counteract any type of negative implications of this decision, they were Masakim Kli Glom Kli Rabbanon Kli Adamish to Loi Lekabotoma, which cannot be Mekabotoma, Ki Hechi to Loi Lezalzel Lebos, a Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Mezalzel and say, Nyeh, Paraduma, man, that's so special. No, no, no. We want you to know it's very, very special. And these are just one of many different things that they instituted so that people should realize that it has to be done by Kedusha Matar. Now you asked a question. Has all your questions been addressed?
Not really, but I worry that you want to push ahead, so I'll hold it for the end.
It's not that I want to push ahead. Those things which in the gear to...
Right, so
in the Sechtes part is 13 Perakim.
Right.
If you want to go through the whole thing now, we can close up and go to
the No. So it's just that the Kalim cannot mitame another. So to mitaken that he only uses these kalim which are not makabel tuma.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand for publicity purposes it works.
Yeah.
But it's really it has no legal effect because, as it were, these things have no effect.
Good question.
That's the
fine. What happens? Can the kalim that can be makabel tuma, can they transmit tuma to ochlin and mashkin?
Yes.
Good. In Masechtas Pesachim, we learn that among the 19 takanas in the sugya of Rav Chanina's Gana Kehanim, that if a kohen goes and eats any machl or any mashke, which is tamei, he eats enough of a shear, then he himself becomes tamei. What was the reason why they made that takana? Because they were afraid. For instance, that's a separate takana. That's the gabe stam mashke. Here the problem was, what happens if the kohen is eating truma and he has truma still in his mouth, in his palate, in between his teeth, and then he goes and drinks a mashke which is tamei, even though the mashke is not going to be metamei him, because oichel mashke can't be metamei adam, but it's going to be metamei the oichel in his mouth, or vice versa. If he was just drinking now some wine which is truma wine, and now he's going to eat a machel which happens to be tamei, so even though the machel won't be metamei him, it'll be metamei the wine in his mouth. Or he was eating a machel which is tamei, and now he drinks a cup of wine which happens to be truma wine. It's going to become tamei. And therefore, one of the 19 takanas that you have in Chanina's Gana Kehanim was, do not allow a kohen to do that. And if a kohen does eat or drink an ochel or a mashke that is tamei, that is metamei es hagvia. Metamei es hagvia means that person's body becomes tamei. Of course, it's tuma drabon and not tuma diraisa. So if all of these kalim happen to be tohar and cannot be mekabel tuma, then they cannot go be metame any of the ochlin inside those kalim. Therefore, the kohen has nothing to worry about in terms of eating and drinking. Is good.
Yes, sir.
I was concerned about that from yesterday, because yesterday we had the reason that the mashkin were tameim was because of mayano shel zav.
That was exactly mishum yon shel zav.
Right.
Correct.
So this is a different. But I mean, why do you need to already have that upgrade?
The upgrade by the mashkin, it's only an upgrade to matama kalim, not to matama odam. So if you have the mashkin that became tamei, and now the odam takes those mashkins and he washes his hands with it, he washes his face with it, and all of those wonderful things, he does not become tamei. If he drinks a shear of it, then he would become tamei. So the din of the mashkin that you're talking about is only matama kalim. That's the Zayim Shemayonis. Our Gemara, that Barry is asking about, is reference. It doesn't directly refer to it, but since we're saying that these kalim are kalim that cannot be makabel tuma, Barry's question is, who cares? They couldn't be makabel, they couldn't be metame the koyin anyway, because a kalim cannot be metame a person. The answer is, that's true. However, the kalim can be metame the ochlin or mashkin inside the cave.
So
and if the
koyin
were to eat some of that eat or drink, then
backdoor tumor
becomes stomach. Yes.
Okay, so that's an upgrade. That's the one where it went from a Shani back to the Rishon.
No, no.
Yes, Mashkan became.
Mashkan
became
Rishon.
But
if a Kohen eats an ochel that's a Shani, forget the Mashkan for a second, he becomes Tame.
Comes Tame, yeah.
You upgrade
the Mashkan.
Right, that's a separate thing.
Getting back to our Gemara now, so Kloyda Zaltzuba. Fine. Now, we said that Lishka space of Evan was Tzafoyin Mizracha. Right? If you look back the third line of the Gemara, Alpnei Abira Tzafoyin Mizracha. Why? Sending Mark even the Chatas here, because it's called Chatas. Of course, Chatas, as you all know, is a carbon Chatas, which is brought in the base of Mikdash. Paradum is not brought in the base of Mikdash. However, the Torah refers to it Chatas, and therefore, from time to time, the Gemara says that this was a conscious decision by Kodesh Baruch Hu to call it Chatas, so there has certain rules and regulations that would be pertinent to a carbon. And a Chatas Sunat Tzvoyna, because a Chatas, of course, is Kodesh Kodeshim. Uksiba, and it, I'm sorry?
Yeah, right.
So. And it says in the part which is Tzafoyin, exactly. And then it says, Uksiba, El Noicha Penei Oil Moyed. This El Penei Oil Moyed is referring to the Hazor of the Mechatas. If you want to see Ois 2 of the Torah Ora Shalim, look at Chalozer HaKoyin, Midamah. The etzboy from the dam of the poraduma, the hiza, and then he spritzes it al noicha pnei olamayid in the direction. It's into the wind, but in the direction towards pnei olamayid, idam hashem apamim. Ah, so that has to be done towards the mizrach, because if you're thinking about if you're entering to the base of Mikdash, you're entering from the mizrach side, going towards the marav side. However, anything towards the base of Mikdash, you're going towards the mizrach. Says the Gemara, since you're doing Halacha Pnei Oil Moed, Tekina L'Rabbanan, Lishka Tzafoina Mizracha. Why was this Lishka northeastern? Kehechi Delehevi Lo Hakeret. That the Koyin, as well as people generally, will say, what's up, this northeast? I'll tell you why, because he's going to go and really, he's going to do the Paraduma. Wow! And therefore, this will give a certain, the Rashi, Rashi's evolution of Zerizus. If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, he should realize, meaning the coin should realize, Jehofrash, way over here, Jehofrash, Shalom, the reason why he has been sequestered in that room, he's really going to focus his heart, in other words, he's going to really take this to heart. This is really big business. It's not just, oh, I'm going to go and do it. We'll do the Hazan. They go home and finish. And they're going to do the Sreifa Sephara. This is big time. And he's got to realize by sitting there for 7 days, everything is symbolic. Everything will cause him to focus on the details that this is really big stuff. Okay, now we said in the Mishnah that this is Al-Panei. We said in the Mishnah, we said in the Braisa. We said, Tzafoyim Mizracha. And it was al pnei habir, and you remember the Barry asked immediately, "What does bira mean?" Because we made reference to it yesterday. And it's a machlokes. My bira, Omer Rabba Baruchana, Omer Biyochanan, Bokum Hoye Baharabayis for bira shmai. There was a special place on the Harabayis, and it had the name bira. That bira was where this lishka was located. It was also the location of where they also used to go and burn those kodshim that became possible. And you remember we had a four-way machlokes yesterday in the Mishnah, Beishamid, Beisil, Azlozer, Reb Lezer, and Reb Akiva. Which did you go inside and outside? Avatuma, Vladatuma, machlokes bar kapara, and Reb Yochanan, we're talking about Vladatuma, the Arise, and the Rabbanan. Oh, you all remember the Geshmakas of yesterday. Anyway, but if you are burning it bachutz, that wasn't the Bira. Where was the Bira? It was on the Harabais. Outside of the four walls of the Beis Hamikdash itself, a little bit beyond that, Harabayis, there was a place called Bira. In other words, in the Chel. Chel is the area which is a room and a room on the Harabayis, a room and a room surrounding the Beis Hamikdash. In this picture, I think it's probably number four, right? Is that what it says? Number four.
These are steps.
Four steps. And number three. What's the three is the Chel. Okay, so you have over here is that the dotted line, the Chel. This is
the fence.
The fence. Well, the fence is the
sorry. It went all around, like ran all the way around.
So that's what I thought. That's why you have three over here.
Sliver thing, like
three. Exactly. You have three over here, three over here, three over here. Three is the Chel. That's the white that surrounds the base on Mikdash.
So the Makom HaBira was where, according to this, please?
Makom HaBira is over here. This little picture here, number 22.
That's the, I thought that was Beis Avon.
That's the Beis Avon. That's correct. But yeah, it says, didn't it say over here that Lishka Shal Pnei Habira to find the Mizracha, Lishka Beis Evan Hoysen Nikris, and it was Al Pnei Habira, on the face of the beer.
So I see. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Anyway, so that was. Yeah, that was the Bira according to Bira. The whole Temple Mount, the whole Harabais, everything is called Bira. Shinema Habira Asher Hachi Noisi. This is a pasuk referring to Shlomo Melech. What does it say? Ulishlomo b'nei ten leivav sholem lishmor mitzvisecha ed voisecha b'chri kecha lasis hakov v'liv nois Habira Asher Hachi Noisi. This is David HaMelech is speaking, or Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking, about the Bira that has already been prepared in blueprint form by David HaMelech, and now Shlomo HaMelech is going to implement it and make sure it's all done correctly based on all the blueprints and according to all the rules and regulations. So now it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash generally, not just to a little portion on the Temple Mount on the Har Bayis, and therefore he's telling us the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. So when you said earlier on in that Mishnah that there was a Lishka Pnei Habira, it means a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash area. Didn't have to be in a specific place in the Chayil and surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. It could even be part of the Beis HaMikdash itself, because the whole thing is called Bira. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Now, Now, what's the basis of both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Parah that there's this 7-day seclusion requirement? Omer Yumin Bar Chilkia Omer Machasia Bar Idi Omer Yoichan and Omer Kroyd. It says in the Pasuk, Kasher Oso B'yoy Mazeh, Tiva Shem Las is a Chaper Aleichem. This is a Pasuk at the end of Parshas Tzav, where it's talking about the Shivas Meimiluim, and it's saying in the middle of all that Shivas Meimiluim, just like the Aharon Uvonav were Purushim, they secluded themselves during those 7 days, that's what's got to happen in the future as well. Las is the Chapar Aleichem, and future generations, Tziva Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, this is the procedure that you have to go and follow, meaning that you have to have this 7-day sequestering prior to doing that Las is the Chapar Aleichem. Now the question is, when do we find this requirement? Hashem commanded Las is to do l'chaper aleichem for a kapara, for an atonement. See, the Gemara says Las o yiselum kapara. Whenever you're going to have a parah aduma from time to time. Yes, it's not going to happen every year. You're only going to have 7 or 9 of them over the span of history. But it makes no difference. Whenever that happens, you have to go Las is 7 days sequestered. This is every single year since we're being mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Kohen Gadol has to be sequestered. Thank you much. What the Gemara is asking is, how do you know that you can learn up 2 separate halachas, one regarding the parah aduma, one regarding al halacha of Yom Kippur? Maybe you can only learn 1 of the 2. So says the Gemara. One thing is clear, if you're going to suggest that Las is the Chaper Aleichem is only referring to Parah, that cannot be, because Parah doesn't come for a Kapara. Parah comes to for a form of Tahar, to be Mitar, to go and purify people. How did a person become Tameh? Not necessarily he did anything wrong, he's unfortunate by accident.
Go over a grave. Exactly.
Comes Tameh every month.
Exactly, so there's nothing wrong with it. So you don't need a kapara, but you do need a tahar. Okay. So anyway, no. L'chaper lechem lasis el masi par. L'chaper el masi mikipor. Vishlem mekule krov par. We couldn't say that the whole pasuk talking about par loy mitzukim because l'chaper k'sivu par laf glas kapari. Ela ein mekule krov biyoy makipurim k'siv. Maybe l'chasis l'chaper lechem is referring to Yom Kippur. So you're going to ask, what do I have to have both the word lasis and the word l'chaper lechem? 2 proofs that it's talking about Yom Kippur. So the Baal Tosis asks that it would be enough l'chari just to have 1 word. What do I mean? Las is lomli. Ayin shom b'tosis. Getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Gemara Nochmal. Ela ein makulei krov yom kippurim. Says, how do you know parah aduma? Every mar amri yalef tziva tziva, because I have a gzeira shom. Ksiv hocha tziva shem lasis. That's the passage we just quoted. Kasher os b'yim azeh. Tziva Hashem lasis tziva. Uksiv Hashem at the beginning of Parshas Chukas when we're talking about the Parah Aduma. So it's Chusatayr Asher Tziva Hashem Lemer, Malalon Parah, just like over there, the Tziva is referring to the Parah. Afkan, when we're talking about the Tziva, is referring to the Parah. So now I have the Tziva for Parah Duma, Lachaper, Onion Kippur, Kasher also, like at that time we had 7 days, Shivas Yimei Meluim. Same thing applies to Malakan Prisha, Lahalan Prisha.
Very. You said the Parah Duma is called Chatas, so Chatas has the sort of the aroma of Kapara.
Right.
So why can't both of them be talking about Parah Duma?
Apparently, the Mara held that chatas is not enough for our purposes. It, you're certainly correct because Baruch Hu threw in the word chatas, so there are certain rules that has chatas, like so and sefoina, but we didn't have this as a blanket statement. Where yo, where nisht, you'd have to write a thesis about that. Where is the chatas? You'd have to look through all of Chazal, where the pasuk and this word of chatas, what we dash in the four, we dash in this. Maybe you can find some sort of pattern.
Historically, they had the bought the sleeping bags in the Kohanim, certain Kohanim, what was it? They were in the Mishkan for 7 days.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
No, they said the Kohanim also had to be sequestered at the time of Shiva Shemayamaluim.
Right. So they
slept in the also, I guess.
Yeah, they're sleeping there. There was actually foam mats underneath.
They took it down at night. So I mean, didn't they? They put it up and down. So I mean.
No, when they traveled.
I don't know.
You're asking about the Shiva Shemayim Malum was the
first. That's what we're saying. They were sequestered.
They were definitely sequestered. There
were no lishkos in the Mishkan, is what you're saying.
What?
There are no lishkos in the Mishkan.
No lishkos. And then they took it, I thought Moshe took it down every day and
right.
Put it back up, so whatever.
Can you reach a chomish near you and back you? A chomish, can you reach a chomish and back you and near you?
Right.
Oh, excellent. Kibabli. Thank you,
Yeshua.
Sorry for your trouble.
It's a goyacha for me. Good question. You guys say shah? Yes. Simple
answer. Everything's okay for you. You have a question, Ed?
Yeah, looks like you. Okay.
This is the last 3-4 psuk in Parshat Tzav. After it goes through the whole discussion about the Shivas Yemei Meluim. Pesach Oyel Moed Loiseitzu Shivas Yomim. Don't leave for 7 days. Ad Yoim Lois Yemei Meluim. Until the 7 days of Meluim end. Ki Shivas Yomim Yemali Yisyadchem. For 7 days. You have to be inauguration, 7-day period, they have to go and prepare themselves. Kasher Osam Yoyim Azad, just like they did at that time, the Shivas Yemei Meluim, Tziva Hashem La'asel Chaper Lechem for all generations. And once again, Ufesach Oyel Moed Teishvu Yoyim V'layla Shivas Yom, stay there 7 days, day and night. Ushmartim Es Mishmeres Hashem Lo Yisalusu Kehen Tzuvesi, that is the requirement. Vayas Arnu Vonav, including this sequestering of 7 days. Good. Now it says in the pasuk, "Tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem." So we're darshening each of these words. So lasis we said is the parah duma. Lechaper aleichem we said is referring to Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara said, maybe lasis also means Yom Kippur. Tziva, since it says Tziva Hashem lasis, and it says Tziva by Zoyskukas. Sorry, Hashem Tziva. So we know parah duma. You want to look it up? Wow. Have it here.
That's an interesting. So they stayed by the. There wasn't a lishka. They stayed by the Pesach Ol Moed.
Pesach Ol Moed.
Pesach Ol Moed. 7 days. They stayed in the Pesach Ol Moed. The Pesach Ol Moed was that's location. They stayed.
Just the door.
Moshe had to take down the.
So they put up a tent. They put up. They didn't. They didn't have to.
Mark it out.
They made a sukkah.
Right. Exactly.
Then I guess you have to analyze.
Whatever they did, they did.
You have to start analyze the structure of the Mishkan to see is there a little called anteroom there. By the door that
exactly
Mishkan was Mishkan.
Okay. All right.
The next edition of the article is going to have a picture of exactly where
and the tents were. The foam mats and the sleeping bags and the pillows.
It was a very tense environment. The tents.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's continue on. Zokti Yomara, Ve'ima Tziva Tziva Yom Kippurim. Maybe the Tziva is telling us the Gabi Yom Kippur. The Tziva says the Pasuk, Ve'yask Hashem Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Now, what is this Ve'yask all about? This is again in Parshas Achrim Mois. We're talking about all of the rules and regulations that are negea on Yom Kippur to all the Korbanos, and towards the end it says, "Lahoyis zoyis lechem lechukas oylam lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatoisim achas bashana." Every year, once a year on Yom Kippur, these are going to be the rules, the choyka oylam, chukas oylam. But Yaska Shetziv Hashem as Moshe, they did like Moshe Beinu said. In other words, Aharon did all the avoida like Moshe Beinu commanded. Okay, so let's getting back to the pasuk. So maybe that kasha tziva comes to tell you the din of Yom Kippur. And once again, the Tosfos says, "Wow, you're telling me we need three separate lishonos all to tell you about Yom Kippur? We need the tziva. Tziva is Yom Kippur, and lasis is saying is Yom Kippur, and lechaper is Yom Kippur. Come on, can't we at least free one word for paraduma for something else? Anyway, if you want to know the answer, that's the long Tosfos for homework, everybody." Yeah. You know, you see at the very top, Toises, Dimtemelishni in Ken Kolhani Kroy Lomli. Why would I need three Sefer Ribuyim? Tziva, Tziva, Lasois, Lechaper. Just have one Lechaper. One Tziva would be enough to tell you Yom Kippur. Anyway, I'm a Toises. Getting back to our Gemara now. Tichsev, Achriyasa, Shech, Tziva. And for the Gemara, second line from the top, Donin Tziva de Lefnei Asiya, Mitziva de Lefnei Asiya, Vein Donin Tziva de Lacha Asiya, Mitziva de Lefnei Asiya. What does the Gemara mean to say? That we take not only the Tziva, but also the context of the word Tziva. Both in our case, when we're talking about at the end of Parshas Tzav, the requirement for 7 days, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe says to Aharon and Bonav, Kasha Osam Yem, just like we did now, during the 7 days, Tziva Shem Las is the Chapra Lechem for all generations in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzvah. So that Tziva is Lefnei Maisa, Lefnei the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Lefnei Asiya. Here too, the Pasuk of Zois Chukas HaTorah SheTziva Shem Lema. These are the chukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now commanding us. Whenever you make a paraduma, you got to do X, Y, and Z. So again, we're talking about a shetziva for the future. Shetziva Hashem Lema, to go do the future. Here, in this case, in Parshas Achri Mois, is already at the end of the whole Seder Avoida and Achri Mois. And what does it say? Voice is always lecham lechukas oil lechapa al b'nei Yisrael. You should do just like I told you now. And by Yas, and in fact, that's what Aharon HaKohen did. He did Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did exactly like it says about bringing his carbon, the Karma Eda, and all of the avoidas, and the five times of the Tvila, and the 10 times of the changing of the garments, etc. All of the rules and regulations set forth in Parshat Achri Mois, he did it already. Kasher Tziva like Hashem commanded. Ah, so this pasuk by Yas and Kasher Tziva is talking about something that happened before, not that's going to happen in the future. It's what we call la'achar asiyah, not lifnei asiyah. And therefore says the Gemara, if I'm going and learning one tziva from the other tziva, I prefer learning don and tziva lifnei asiyah, mi tziva lifnei asiyah. I learn the tziva which is agave, the parsha of the poraduma, which is a tziva for the future, from the tziva of the Shivas Yimei Meluam, which is for the future, rather than learning the Tziva of Yom Kippur, which is talking about after the enumeration of all the rules and regulations, and after Aharon had already implemented them on that first Yom Kippur, I rather, so therefore the Tziva is now open and free to learn something, and it's coming to tell you the din of Parad. Maybe it's come to tell you the tziva of karbanos. What means the tziva of karbanos? So the Gemara says on the Rashi says in the top line, lahatzrich kol koyin who oyved bad migdish prisha le karbanos tzibur. Anytime a koyin is going to go and do the avoda that week, he's a member of that mishmar, and he's going to do the part of his beisav and the mishmar, the whole business. He's going to assist in bringing the karbanos tamid, etc. He's going to do the karbanos tzibur. We should go and say, maybe that's the tziva that you have to have 7 days parisha. Tichsev, it's in the pasuk. B'yoyim tzavoy seyes b'nei Yisrael lahakrib es karbaneim. So since he used the expression of yoyim tzavoy seyes, which is the lashon tzivoy, and here it says the lashon of tzivoy of tziva, learn one from the other, to tell you that every coin that does avoid the base midish 7 days before he has to be sequestered. I prefer learning the same lashon tziva. Tziva is the same word. Tzavoyse is another form, but it's not the exact same word. Oh, who cares? Come on. Right. Which is a chazal which is brought frequently throughout Shas. What does this come to tell you? That when it comes to Hilchos Gzeira Shava, it doesn't have to be the precise, exact word. As long as it's more or less, even if it's two separate words. Here, Shava Koin means the Koin is going to return. Uvar Koin means the Koin is going to come. Those are two separate words. Nevertheless, both have the same connotation of the kohen arriving on the scene. Therefore, we learn one from the other. What exactly do we learn one from the other? The halacha of chaylitz, koitze, v'toch. What is all of that about? Mitzvah we're going to learn next week's parasha, which is going to talk about Siras Habat. Actually, this week, because we have both Tazrim and Siras together. So we're going to the Gabi Nega Babayas. What happens if you find a Nega on the wall of the Bayas? Allah says that you have to go and cut out those stones where there is a Nega, and then you have to go and replace it with new stones, and you have to smear it. And the Torah only tells us about if you find it the first week. It doesn't tell you if you find it the second week. Meaning that they called up the Kohen, sent him an email, Kohen, please come over. Kenega Nira Liba Bayas, it appears to be a Nega. The Kohen sees, you're right, it is a Nega. Go and close up the house for a week. A week later he comes back. Exactly, this week's parsha says Rima Tzayim. He comes back and he sees, the Nega has spread. What do you have to do? You have to go and says Rashi, you have to be choylitz koytze v'toch, which means you have to go and remove all of those stones in which you have the nega, go and replace them, smear them with new lime or tin or cement of all sides, and make a brand new one. What happens, however, if the first week he comes back and nothing happened, the nega remained exactly in place, it did not spread at all? Then the pasuk says you go and close up the house for a second week. You come back the second week, it doesn't say in the Torah, what do you do now? However, Chazal Darshan, that the same thing happens the second week. And if you see that it's spread, you have to go and carve it all out and replace it and put in brand new stones. How do I know that? Because I learned Shiva from Bia, just like the first time. If you find it, you have to be Choylitz Koitze V'toch. Same thing applies to the second time. Israel Bazar to learn Savoy Soy from Tziva. One of the rules of drushes of Gzeirah Shavah is, one of the rules of the Mesoira is, that if you have identical words, and then you have similar words, then you rather defer to the identical words and not learn from the similar words. Just if you don't have identical words, then you can be a little bit more liberal, if you will, in your usage of the Gzeirah Shavah principles. So here, since I have Tziva Tziva, which is directly on point, exactly the same word, and here I have Tziva and Tzavoysai, there's no contest whatsoever. The Tziva Tziva wins, Tziva Tzavoysai loses out. Okay, in other words, that we do not learn that every time the Kohen does Avoida, he has to go and have Shivas Yimei Prisha. Zogti Mora Baita. Now we said Lechaper, means Eilu Maisi Yom Kippur. Frankly, Mora, Kapora, I can understand it's Yom Kippur and not Poraduma. But Frankly, Ve'ema Kapora de Kabbalah, maybe I should define the word Lechaper. Here we're not using a Gzeira Shava. He was just defining the word Lechaper. So Lechaper means to atone. So it could be atone that a person chatos, an arsham. I mean, who says that it's Dafka Maisi Yom Kippur? Let it be Kabbalah de Kabbalah. There's a very shver Rashi over here, because when we spoke about the Tzavah de Kabbalah at the very top, it says, Prisha le Kabbonis Tzibur. On the fourth line, Kabbara le Kabbonis, says Rashi, Kigoyin Kabbonis Yachid. Tchsibahen bekama mekaymis, Bechiper olav hakoyin. Why is Rashi switching channels from Kabbin Tzibur to Kabbin Yachid? Anyway, many of the Mepharshim ask this Kasha, and the new Oiz Vahodri Gemaris brings from Kisvaya that in fact this Rashi did not appear in earlier editions. And therefore, perhaps you should think about it as a parenthesis. That this that the Rashi over here also agrees we're talking about Kabbonis of the Tzibur, not of the Yachid. Okay, Lav Dafka, let me get back to the name of Kabbonis to Kabbonis. Maybe Lechaper means Kabbonis. So Timar, Miyadin and Hai Koyin Misrami, the boy Le Prisha. After all, we don't know on any given day whether the Koyin is going to actually do the Avoida. Why don't I know? So says Rashi, because all of the Avoidas involving the Kabbonis Tzibur required a Pious, which we're going to learn all about Miyat Shem in another couple of weeks. Pious means something similar to a lottery. Not that you draw lots, but it was a little bit more a different type of procedure. But bottom line is, you didn't go and do the avoid unless you were chosen. So you didn't know in advance that you were going to be chosen. Since you didn't know in advance you were going to be chosen, how can you go and say he should sequester himself for 7 days? So that doesn't make sense. We know that the Kohen Gadol is the only person that's qualified to do the avoid on Yom Kippur. So we can talk about him putting aside for 7 days. But anytime you're going to bring a carbon, I don't know if I'm going to bring a carbon. So therefore, L'chor, that cannot be the pshat. Freyti Mora, why? Amri, Alam Aloy, why not? Riboyulei, Parisha, L'kulim, Mishmeres, Beisav. since we know that there were 24 mishmaris, and every mishmar was divided into six bateyav, so if I happen to be a kohen, which I'm not, but if I were to be a kohen from the Moshe Mishmar Yedayah, and if I knew that I had a mesoida that I am going to work on Tuesday, so 7 days before that Tuesday, I can go and sequester myself. Everybody and anybody for that day. Brother Shai, have a wonderful day. Yes. Anybody and everybody.
Yeah, I'll hear from you later, right?
Yeah.
So, anybody and everybody of that base Av, assuming that there were 50 kahanim of that base Av that particular day, but 1 week before, they should sequester themselves. Everything Gemara done in Dabash Kabbalah is man, Midabash Kabbalah is man, Lafuki Kabbalah Zachal Yoima is not. Since we're learning from the Maisa of the Shivas Yimei Meluam, and Shivas Yimei Meluam was the Dabash Kabbalah is man, it had a particular time, the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we're going to learn from that something that has a particular time on the calendar that we can point to and say, yo, this is it. What are we talking about? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is every single day. It's Kavula Isman. Mashen came the Mishmaris, which keep on rotating and revolving, and it didn't necessarily have to come out the same week. After all, it was 24 times 2 times a year is 48. The average year has 50 or 52 weeks. Yes, they did avoid it together on the Yom Tovim, but nevertheless, it's not that every single year you did Parshas Bereishis. Next year might be the Parsha before, be the Zoysa Bracha, and 2 years later it'll be, and then of course you're going to have in between leap years. So it's not a Zman Kavua, and that's why I cannot learn one from the other. If we can learn it, the Chol Yom is no. Every day you bring Kabbalahs. Oh, why don't we go and say that the Kahanim that work on the regia? Because when it came to the regia, all the Mishmores had the right to work together with the regia, together with the Mishma that was Mechuyev to bring that. In other words, every week was given to a particular Mishmar. But when a regia, when a Yom Tov fell out in the middle of the week, all the Kahanim, all the Mishmores were able to go and participate. So the Eimer Regalim, so maybe that's what it means. That before a regular you should go and sequester yourself for 7 days because Kahanim are going to do avoid it. Says you are done with the Noiv Hamachas Bashana, me Dovish Noiv Bas Bashana, the Fuki Regalim, the Lab Hamachas Bashana Ninu. Yom Kippur is only once a year, Regalim are three times a year, and therefore we cannot go and learn it for the Shivas Mei Meluam because that was just a one time thing. It was one time thing in history, but certainly one time in that year. So same thing, it has to be a one time a year as opposed to the Regalim, which is three times a year. Maybe we should go and say that you have to sequester yourself before one of the three regal. So tomorrow, you're going to tell me, yeah, but which one? The Chorich HaGamatzos would be a good candidate because that's the one that the Torah always speaks about first. In other words, for instance, in Shmoneh Esrei, in the Musaf on Yom Tov, we say B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaSukkos, B'chag HaShavuos. Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. I'm sorry, but the Chag HaMatzis comes first. Why do we say Chag HaMatzis first? Because that's why it says in the Torah that Cholish from Mashani Rekos Korcha, and then talks about Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos.
Also, it's a calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah, only if it's going from Tishrei, if you're going from Nisan. If you're going from Tishrei, which is the first one,
Sukkos.
Right? Do you agree?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
The logic is from Nisan. That new year.
So I don't know why Nisan would be better than Tishrei. It's better than Nisan. It's one of the new years. Yes, one of the new years. There are four of them.
It has to be water.
It has to be in water. That's the guy about to ask. Anyways, Chagamatzis. So that would be a reason to go and select Chagamatzis that 7 days before that. There's so many mitzvahs by Sukkos. What are the mitzvahs, says Rashi? You have the Sukkah, and of course you have the Arva Minim, and you have the Nisach Hamayim, etc. Of course, by Pesach, there are also lots.
Yeah.
But we didn't need to come on to that because the Apostle Way calls it Tchilah. Okay, anyway, so these are, even if you will, for purposes of deciding which one, and we just said it can only be Pamachas Bashana, just like by the Shivas Mei Meluah. Elvis says, Yimara, Donan Precious Shivali Amechad, Me Precious Shivali Amechad, Vein Donan Precious Shivali Shiva, Me Precious Shivali Amechad. Since we're trying to find a model which is as close as possible to the Din of Shivas Mei Meluah, just like Shivas Mei Meluah was a 7 day preparation for a 1 day event. For the Yom Hashmini, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, I should say, here too, it's got to be 7 days before a 1 day event, as opposed to 7 days before Chag HaMatzis or Chag HaSukkos, which of course is a 7 or 8 day event. I see that Robbie has a question. I'm sorry?
My,
What's about shulis?
Which is excellent, excellent question. Do me a favor, please. Turn just for a moment to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph. And you'll see on the fourth line, the Gemara asks the question that we hear now from Robert Friedlander, all the way from London. The Eimaat Saras, the Precious Shivali and Machaduk. So you machab into the Gemara's Kasha, which Mitchum we're going to address tomorrow in a Mazel Digishim. But in the meantime, we're disqualifying the Choyra Chagamatis, Chagasukais. Why? Because that's Shiva. The Shiva instead of Shiva Liyam Echad. Frank Yomar Ve'ema Shmini. Why don't we talk about Shmini Atzeres and say that 7 days before Shmini Atzeres, everybody has to seclude, not everybody, but the Kanam have to seclude themselves. The priest is Shiva Liyam Echad Hu, and we know that Shmini is a regular Mefnei Atzma, Agansi Yomte. Says Yomar Don and Dovah She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Dovah She'en Kedusha Lefanav, Ve'en Don Dovah She'esh Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Dovah She'en Kedusha Lefanav. When we're learning up, we're trying to again. Trying to model it after the exact same original happening in the Torah. That original occurrence was, of course, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and it was 7 days before the holy day of the inauguration of the Mishkan on that singular special day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So at that time there was no Kedusha Lefanav. The 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan don't have any particular Kedusha aspect yet. Even today, it's very important in our shul that we don't say tach. Yeah, avad. And we celebrate the fact that 7 days they were preparing themselves and rehearsing every day in preparation for the great inauguration of the Mishkan, which was a wonderful time for Klal Yisrael. All true. But lemaisa, there's no special kedusha. Mashenke and Gabi Shmini Atzeres. The 7 days before, as Mikra Kodesh, every day is a special Yom Tov. 7 days of Yom Tov before. The Shmini Atzeres. So once again, we cannot go and learn one from the other. Freit Yimura, v'laf kal b'choymer. If anything, I would say it's a kal b'choymer. Hash the dover she'ein kedusha lefonav boi prisha madach rosh chodesh nissen. Where the 7 days before didn't involve any particular kedusha. Nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, be poreish. Dover she'esh kedusha lefonav, meaning Shmini Atzeres, which has 7 days before, like Kolshkein, wouldn't that really make sense that we especially should go and be machmata prisha? Look, it's not only that Shmini Atzeres is a holy day, but it's preceded by 7 holy days. Amar Mishasha. Mishasha said, you have a very good point. However, loy, because hazeh, ksiv, kozeh. What it means, hazeh, with the pasuk that we keep on referring to, that is the one that is the halacha, the standard for the makar for these 7 days, says kasher osa. So it says Kasha Osa Bayoim Ha Ze. Darshan Gemara Ha Ze. It's got to be Koze. Look at the last Rashi. Koze Lo Hitzrich Parisha El Ledugmasai. You're right. I'll be Svar. I'll be Kal Vachomer. There's even a better reason to be Poydish by Shmini Atzeres, because you have 7 days of Kedusha Lefanav. But the Torah is telling you Ha Ze. It's got to be just like this. The mirror image. The mirror image is that there was no Kedusha Lefanav here too, there's no Kedusha Lefanav. So that's Teretz number one, why we're not requiring before Shmini Atzeres. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi said, I have another reason. Mi ikamini di ikar regaloi boi prisha, tofel di day boi prisha. It would be very strange. The 7 days of Sukkot, which are the real big time yontif, the major yontif, you don't need prisha. The tofel di day, however, Shmini Atzeres, which is only a tofel, why is it only a tofel? We'll see in a moment. Then you sing boy prisha, it'll be like yofa koyach haben li koyach ha'av. Does it make sense? The 7 big days of yontif, no prisha necessary. Any koyach wants to do the avodah, no prisha. Oh, Shmini Atzeres, which is only minor league in a sense, boy prisha, that should require a prisha. Aye, you tell me, I feel him on the Shmini regular from the Atzmi, who Shmini regular is just a choshim yontav on its own. So, do you mind having meal in the Indian Pizar Kishat? Only for 6 particular purposes, particular reasons. We'll discuss that in a moment, what those 6 purposes are. But only with regard to those 6. Avil Indian Teshlumen, Teshlumen de Rishon. However, the Gabe being Mashlim, if a person was not able to bring his Korban Chagiga on the first 7 days of Yontif, he still can go and do it on the eighth day. It's a backup, replacement, successor for the rest of Yontif. So now we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtes Chagiga, it's also brought to other places, whoever couldn't go and bring his carbon Chagiga, that's the Shalmei Chagiga that you bring every single Yontif. You couldn't go and bring in the Yontif Rishon. The Yontif Achrin Shulchag. You can even be Mashlim and bring it on that eighth day. So I see from this that this eighth day is not an independent requirement, but rather it's a backup successor replacement requirement. That's why it's considered to be Tofel to the other 7 days. And therefore, says Igmar, it's not logical, says Ravashi, that the Ikar Regel should not require Prisha, but the Shmi Atzeres, which only a Tafel, should require Prisha. That's the end of today's Gemara, but we quickly ran over the Pizar Kishav. So just to go over that very briefly, because there's long, long Rashi's over here, and even a longer Toisis, because he's Mechulik in a few points. Pizar Kishav is Rosh Hashanah. The first one is Pei stands for pious. Pious means that the Mishmoris that did their Avoidah, I'm sorry?
The lottery.
That the Mishmoris that did the Avoidah on the first 7 days of Yom Tov, they had a particular pious. Actually, let's look at the top Rashi. Pious li atzmai. Shein pious b'pari hachag. Eitzel ha-mishmoris, she-kol ha-mishmoris, shoy-nois u-mishal-shus behen, l'fi chesh-ben sidron, k'mo-shinin mesecht ha-sukkah. Al parsha-shmini, b'tchila mefis-an-olav. What does all of that mean? It means that there were, as you know, 24 mishmoris altogether. How many parei ha-chag did they have altogether? Altogether they had 70. You started off the first day with 13, and then down to 12, and then to 11, all the way down to 7, over the 7 days of Yom Tov. Do the math at home. Between 13 and 7, add it all up, you'll get to 70 altogether. Now, since they're 24, and the first Mishmar I believe was Yedaya, and then they had the other 24, they're all listed in Divrei HaYomim, so they would go in order in terms of who would do the Avodah of all those parts. So on the Parim, on the first day, 13 of the Mishmaris would go and do it in order from 1 through 13. The next day it would be 14 through 24, and then continue on to
rotating
the second rotation, and so on and so forth, until you get down to the last. Ed has a question.
So there was sequestering for all these holidays too?
That's the question.
Why weren't there?
Why weren't they? It should be.
Why weren't there?
Right. So now
does the Kohen Gadol have special service like a Yom Kippur on Sukkot?
Only in Yom Kippur.
Right. Then that's the answer. But
that's one of the things we're talking about.
That's a good answer, but very it's good not the Gemara Man of Edmar's answer.
Anyway, so the point is, we're explaining now how is Shmini Atzeres a regular Lefnei that it's special, special, special. The first thing is that during the 7 days of Yom Tov, it was not necessary to go and select a particular Mishmar to go and do the Avodah, because they were doing it in rotation form, and everybody did it three times except for the last two that only did it two times, right? Because 3 times 24 is 72. There were only 70 Parim. So the last two lost out, so to speak, in being able to go and do a third time. So now you're going to say, okay, well, Shmini Atzeres will have a chance to make up for it. Shmini Atzeres, you only bring one par altogether, and for that they had to have a special pious to decide which of the 24 Mishmaris would do the Avodah vis-a-vis that par. That's paid. Zayin is Zayin, Zman Atzmoy, says Rashi, Levorach Sheach Yon. When you are making, your wife will typically ask you, your future wife will ask you, on Shmini Atzeres, do I go and say Sheach Yon after the lighting of the candles? And the answer is yes. Do you go and say Sheach Yon? It's a separate holiday. And do you make a Sheach Yon by Kiddush? And the answer is yes. As opposed to, we just finished Pesach.
Shvisha Pesach.
We did not make a Sheach Yon on Kiddush or on the lighting of the candles. So, it's regular from the Atzmoy. That's the Zayin. Then regel is regular atzmai she'in shem chag hasukos olam. When we say in Shemone Esrei or in the Yalav Yavoi, we don't say b'yom chag hasukos. We say b'yom shmini atzeres chag hazeh. Some say shmini chag atzeres hazeh. Anyway, the point is it has a special name for itself. That's why it's Pizar Pei Zayin Resh. Now we're up to Kuf of Kashav. Kuf is that they had different kabbanis. All the other days of Yom Tov, as we said by the Pari Achag, it started from 13 going down to 7. But in addition to that, they had Elam Shnayim, and they had Kvasim Neishona Arbo Osar Tmimim, which means start off at 13, go down to 12, 11, down to 7 on the Parim. Elam every day 2, kvasim every day 14. My shenkin shmini atzeres is par echad, ayil echad, shiva kvasim. 1, 1, and 7, totally different. That's why carbon liatzmai, that's kuf. Shir, shin stands for shir liatzmai, that the shir shulyoim that the Levium sang, which we spoke about at some length yesterday during the Nisach HaMayim or the Nisach HaYayin, those were different shirois than the one that was sung on Shmini Atzeres. In fact, Rashi says, I'm not even sure what that Shmini Atzeres song was. If you go to the end of the Rashi Shir LiAtzmai, the last two lines, those are Shmini Atzeres, Einem Me'ein Asif, it's not like the other ones before. I'm not exactly sure which one it is, says Rashi. However, there's a short toisis, Shir B'fnei Atzmai, a thin toisis in the middle of the wide lines, Shir B'fnei Atzmai, toisis, Memsechta Sovereign, Yesha, Yo'imim Lamnatech, Allah Shminis, Basic Nessus. But that was in Shul and Basic Nessus. Maybe in the Bismikish they have the same one. It makes sense. However, the other Gemara says Shminis is going on Brismila. But fine, this is all to Shminis. Anyway, regardless, that is the Shir Liatzmai. And finally, Beis is Brach Liatzmai. That day was Miyuchad, that they would go and make a special bracha for the Melech. In other words, probably something similar. We always make a Mishbeirach for the government, that everybody should be well and all the rest. So they had a special bracha for the king once a year on Shmini Atzeres. Why Dafkan Shmini Atzeres? So Rashi brings, because it's based on the historical, by the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo Melech opened up the new Beis HaMikdash, they had a period of 8 days of celebration, and the eighth day was on Shmini Atzeres, and it says that they were Yivaruchu as HaMelech, and they gave a special bracha to the king for opening the Beis HaMikdash, and he should be successful in his malchus, etc., etc. And therefore, Shmini Atzeres, that's Pizar Kshav, but otherwise it's Tofel, so it doesn't make sense to go and say have sequestration for Shmini Atzeres when there is no sequestering for the 7 days of Yom Tov, and therefore. For, that's why we would not do it for Sukkot, and that's why we won't do it for Pesach. But Robert's question is, what about Shavuos? And with that, Mitch, I'm going to start tomorrow. Some the Eima Atzeres. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael, and a good Chodesh, and all the very best. Okay.